key components of the new rule are a ban on spreading liquid manure in February and March when it's most likely to run off into lakes and streams, and a requirement for large farms to have storage units that hold 6 months' worth of manure. Stratford dairy farmer Ralph Bradle says the new rules are a slippery slope. Department of Natural Resources watershed experts who drafted the rule say it should only affect 14 large concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, with more than 1,000 animals. But Bradle says he's still worried the rule could eventually affect his 450-cow dairy.
In the event they would change the formula again, I could very easily become a CAFO, a large CAFO, in need of a permit right now. Are they going to change the animal unit numbers again in a year or two? I don't know. Very, very disconcerting, though, if they would.
Bradle and other farmers told legislators they want more flexible rules that take into account the different soil types and weather conditions in different parts of the state.
How can we have one blanket policy from Ashland to Beloit and Milwaukee to La Crosse that's going to accomplish our clean water goals and still allow an industry to prosper underneath of that? I don't know that that's achievable.
But advocates for strengthening manure permitting rules are urging lawmakers not to water them down. They say manure runoffs have caused too many fish kills and polluted too many wells. Still, the committee decided to send the rule back to the DNR for changes that address the concerns of farmers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.